It's time now for Wisdom of the Wounded, featuring Karen Mulder. People who need our comfort and care surround us. We may have the tendency to avoid these situations because we don't know what to say or do. And now, here's Karen Mulder.
What you say and what you don't say, what you do and what you don't do causes a ripple effect. The question is, how big of a ripple will you make? And what kind of a ripple effect will you make? Last session, we talked about making a positive ripple effect, where you reach out and with kindness and care and encouragement to another human being, and then they pass that on. You are creating a positive effect. But there's also the negative ripple effect. I'd like to read you a story today by Zig Ziglar, a motivational speaker, and I probably heard this story 35 years ago, but I've always remembered it. Here's the story. The title is, Who's Kicking Your Cat? Mr. B was the top dog in a very large company. Every morning, he met some of his cronies for breakfast. On this particular morning, he lost track of the time, and when he suddenly looked at his watch, he realized he was going to be late for work. He left the restaurant and jumped in his car and squealed out of the parking lot. And when he got to the freeway, he put the gas to the fiberglass. As he sped down the highway, he looked in his rear view mirror and his heart skipped a beat when he saw the flashing lights. He pulled over and rolled down his window. "Where are you going in such a hurry?" the officer asked. "I'm needed at work," he replied abruptly, "and I'm a very important man." "Well, you're not above the law." "I didn't say I was, but shouldn't you be chasing real criminals and leave me alone?" "Oh, I'll leave you alone in a few minutes. Let me see your driver's license, your registration, and proof of insurance." Mr. B handed him the requested information. Then he sat there and stewed. As the minutes passed by, he got more and more angry. Finally, the officer came back and handed him a ticket, along with the rest of his documents. He grabbed them out of the officer's hand, rolled up his window, and took off down the road. He had finally arrived at work. He was really late now, and when he got to work, the first person he saw was his sales manager. "Good morning, Mr. B," said the sales manager with a smile. "There's nothing good about it," barked Mr. B. "I want to see you in my office now." The sales manager followed him into his office. As Mr. B threw his coat down on the couch, he yelled at the sales manager, "You fell short of your goal last week for the second week in a row. I want to know what you're going to do to get back on track, and I want to know now." "Mr. B," the sales manager objected, "we just talked about this yesterday. We have 4 big deals. Any one of them will put us over the top, and I'm sure we'll get at least one of them." "I'll believe it when I see it," Mr. B blurted out while looking at some papers on his desk. "You're dismissed." The bewildered sales manager walked back to his office, and when he got there, the first person he saw was his assistant. He screamed at her, and she screamed at someone who screamed at someone else, and so it went for the rest of the day. Eventually, the receptionist got yelled at, and when she got home, the first person she saw was her 12-year-old boy, and she yelled at him and sent him to his room. On the way to his room, the family cat walked in front of him, and he kicked the cat. So here's the question. Wouldn't it have been much better for everyone involved if Mr. B had just gone directly to the receptionist's house and kicked her cat himself? And here's an even more important question. Whose cat are you kicking? What you say and what you don't say, what you do and what you don't do causes a ripple effect. The question is, what kind of ripple effect will you make?